Sie hören SBS German.
Am 10. August ist in Australien Census Night. Mir zugeschaltet ist nun Andrew Tyson vom Australischen Amt für Statistik, ABS. Hallo, Andrew.
Hallo, Christian.
Zuerst einmal, was ist der Zensus?
Well, Christian, the census is a snapshot of who we are and it tells the story of how we are changing. We conduct the census every 5 years in Australia and we count every person and every home in Australia. It asks questions about things like your age, country of birth, ancestry, language used at home, work and education.
Das sind rund 60 Fragen, wenn ich richtig gezählt habe. Wie kann man sie beantworten?
There are two main options to participate in the census. One is by completing it online, and the other way is to complete a paper form. You only have to choose one form to do it.
Jetzt wissen die meisten von uns, dass beim letzten Mal 2016 das Computernetz abstürzte aufgrund von Hackerangriffen. Online war also nichts zu machen an dem Abend. Wie ist das in diesem Jahr? Was wurde getan, damit sich diese Panne nicht wiederholt?
Well, following the 2016 census, we undertook a number of investigations into what actually occurred, and we've endeavoured to ensure that the same experience won't happen again. A lot of work has gone into working with cybersecurity agencies and really important third parties to ensure that we've built a new system from the ground up that will be robust, and we're quietly confident that it will be a far smoother user experience in this census.
Für die, die damals noch nicht in Australien waren oder die Geschichte vergessen haben, was ist damals genau passiert? For those of us who were not around then or forgot the story, what actually happened on that night in 2016?
So there was a direct denial of service attack on the ABS website, and out of an abundance of caution, the decision was made to withdraw the form from being able to be completed. And that was just to ensure that we had no compromising of any personal data. And thankfully, that was proven to be the case. We were very fortunate in that we still obtained a 95% response rate to our census. So it was still a really successful census in the end output, but we obviously regretted the inconvenience we caused to the public by having the form unavailable for 2 days around census night.
Und haben Sie eine Idee, wie viele Leute den Fragebogen in diesem Jahr online ausfüllen werden und wie viele in Papierform traditionell?
Yeah, we're anticipating around 75% of households will use the online form to participate in the census. In the majority of areas across Australia, householders will have been provided with an envelope that will provide them with the access details they require to participate in the form in the census online. However, they also have the option of phoning up or using our website to obtain a paper form, should they wish and prefer to do it in hard copy.
Okay, kommen wir zu den Fragen. Welches sind für Sie so die wichtigsten?
That's a really good question. My first response to that is every question on the census is really important. It's such a rich tapestry of information that the census provides, because we only conduct it every 5 years, but we cover so many different topics that when those questions are cross-classified, they really provide a rich source of information about who Australians are, where they're living, what they're doing, and some of the characteristics of those populations. And one of the really good things about census data is it enables us to drill down into, you know, suburbs or communities, so that you actually get some local level information that can be really useful to help governments or non-profit organizations or community groups to plan for their future.
Aber könnte man diese Erkenntnisse oder was man erreichen will, könnte man das nicht durch Stichproben auch genauso gut und viel günstiger sich erwerben?
Well, look, it's certainly something that may be explored in the future, but I think one of the beauties of census is that everyone gets their opportunity to participate, and having that opportunity means that the data is really, really quite reliable and able to be, you know, accumulated at quite low geographic levels, which is really useful for a number of organisations who need the local level data.
Und Sie haben das Gefühl, dass die Regierung auf allen drei Ebenen, Canberra, in den Bundesländern und in den Kommunen, wirklich auf diese Erkenntnisse, auf diese Resultate des Zensus rückgreifen, wenn sie zum Beispiel Infrastruktur planen?
It certainly is. It becomes a real cornerstone of policy and planning for a range of different purposes, whether it be transport, childcare, aged health, determining where to set up businesses, support for the public. So it's highly sought after, and even within a year or two of the census occurring, there's often people wanting to know when the next census is because they've really got that insatiable demand for the data.
Und weshalb dauert es dann aber so lang, ich glaube ein Jahr, bis dann die Resultate verkündet werden? Why does it take so long in this day and age then for the results to be released? I think 12 months.
So the first round of results from the census will be released from June 2022. And obviously it's important that the paper forms are processed as well as the online forms, and that the data is rigorously cross-checked to ensure that it's fit for release and that all the information that's been provided by people is, you know, helping to, I guess, provide the complete picture of that snapshot of Australia.
Ja, dazu gehört auch die Frage, die ganz berühmte, welche Sprache sprechen Sie zu Hause? Und seit vielen, vielen Jahren ist es ein bisschen ein Problem, gerade in unserer deutschsprachigen Community, weil wir ja oft mehrere Sprachen zu Hause sprechen. Unser Partner ist vielleicht Australier oder Australierin und die Kinder sprechen dann vielleicht mehr Englisch als Deutsch, und dann gilt halt die Antwort Englisch, obwohl Deutsch auch da wäre. Warum heißt die Frage also nicht, welche Sprachen sprechen Sie zu Hause?
Look, we do invite submissions on census questions following the conclusion of each census to enable people to suggest changes that might improve some of the outputs. So whilst we aren't able to change the question for this census, it might be something that submissions could be encouraged on for the future.
Ich glaube, diese Fragen wurden durchaus gestellt, aber die Antwort, die, glaube ich, immer kommt, ist: Wir möchten, dass die Volkszählungen vergleichbar sind, also immer dieselben Fragen. Also eine sehr konservative Haltung, die man vielleicht auch verstehen kann.
Look, certainly the time series of data is an important consideration, and it enables us to really monitor change over those 5-year intervals. For context, for this year's census, we asked 2 new questions on the census form. One relating to long-term health conditions and one related to service with the Australian Defence Force. And we removed one question relating to whether people have internet access at their dwelling. So there isn't always a huge amount of change, but change does occur from census to census in some ways, generally speaking.
Es ist interessant, dass Sie gerade diese Frage zur Gesundheit erwähnen. Chronische Leiden, Nierenleiden ist aufgeführt, Asthma und so weiter. Aber etwas, was nicht aufgeführt ist, ist Migräne. Und eine mir bekannte Person hat mich darauf aufmerksam gemacht, dass sie das ein bisschen unfair findet. Und sie hat sich gewundert, ob das vielleicht darum ist, weil sehr viele Frauen von Migräne betroffen sind und vielleicht Männer den Fragenkatalog oder diese neue Frage sich ausgedacht haben und dann Migräne eben nicht aufgeführt haben. Why is migraine not listed in those chronic diseases?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I can't answer that one. Yeah, I don't have any further information I can provide you there.
Okay, dann sprechen wir über ein anderes Thema, Datenschutz. Das ist ja gerade in Deutschland ein wichtiges Thema. Das ist aus der Geschichte zu erklären, zuerst unter den Nazis, später in der DDR. Jetzt ist es aber so, dass der Zensus sehr ins Detail geht und Name und Adresse speichert, zusammen mit den Antworten. Ist das wirklich nötig, Name und Adresse?
Well, it's important to know that name and address are destroyed once we've completed the processing of the data. So the name details are destroyed after 18 months and the address information is destroyed after 3 years. But it's really important that we have that accuracy in the data, and the name and address help us to achieve that. We also note that the name details actually assist people in when they fill out the form, so that they're not referring to just person one or the first household listed on the form. It provides them with that extra context to enable them to fill out the form more efficiently.
Letzte Frage vielleicht. Was erhoffen Sie sich von diesem Zensus, von dieser Volkszählung, vielleicht im Unterschied zu anderen Jahren?
Well, I think given that the COVID situation has really changed the way that Australians live and work, that there will be some really interesting data that will be obtained from this year's census. And in some ways, it's probably a more important time than ever to understand what our population characteristics are. So there'll be some really interesting data, I'm sure, that that is born from the results from this year's census.
Zum Beispiel, for example?
So I think questions in terms of the nature of the work that people are doing, how they're travelling to work, I think they'll be quite different from what they've been previously.
Andrew Tyson, vielen Dank für dieses Interview und viel Glück und Erfolg mit dem Zensus, die australische Volkszählung 2021 am Dienstag, 10. August. Vielen Dank, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Christian.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.